Welcome back, everyone, for another deep dive with us. And this one, well, it's going to be something else.
Something else is putting it lightly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so we got this whole collection of stuff about narratives.
Yeah.
Like, what makes a story grab you? What makes you want to keep listening?
Right. Like, what makes a good story?
Exactly. And not just like, you know, writing a good story, but also having a good conversation about it.
Uh-huh.
We've also got some thoughts on language.
Okay.
How to use it effectively.
Uh-huh.
A little peek into the world of Instagram storytelling. You know how those little bite-sized narratives work?
Yeah.
And then we got this. This piece of fiction called Peppa Pig's Dark Genesis, a Texas farm tragedy.
Whistle.
Yeah. Peppa Pig. Texas.
Yeah.
Tragedy. Not exactly the usual combination.
No, not at all.
But hey, that's what we're here for.
Right.
To dive into the unexpected.
Absolutely.
So our mission today is to figure out what makes storytelling and discussion, like, really engaging and maybe just a little unhinged.
Just a touch.
And we're going to use this this Peppa Pig story as our, well, you know, our example.
I mean, it's certainly unique. That's one word for it.
Yeah, unique is one word for it.
Yeah.
All right, so let's jump right in. Let's talk about setting the stage right. Tone and flow, that kind of thing. One thing that all of our sources really hammered home was matching the energy to the topic at hand.
Right.
So we're talking about Peppa Pig here.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, everyone's got this image of muddy puddles and sunny days.
Yeah, simple childhood fun.
Exactly. But then we've got this, you know, this Texas gothic horror thing going on underneath.
Yeah, a bit of a twist.
It is a twist. So how do we even start to find the right tone for something that's got these two very different sides to it?
Well, what's interesting to me is the power of that contrast, right?
Hmm.
Think about how a horror movie uses those quiet, happy scenes at the beginning.
Oh, yeah.
The calm before the storm.
Right, right.
And it makes the scary stuff even more effective later on because you have that juxtaposition. So maybe we start with that classic Peppa Pig innocence, just a little bit of nostalgia.
A little bit of a familiar.
Exactly. And then, very slowly, we let the darkness creep in.
Oh, I like that.
Like a shadow falling over the story.
Yeah.
As we start to reveal what the Porkberg family is really up to.
Ooh, the Porkberg family.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's about that slow build then.
Right. That unsettling feeling when something you thought you knew becomes something completely different.
Okay.
Something much darker.
And that brings us to another thing our sources highlighted. Reacting genuinely, as if we're hearing this story for the first time.
Okay, yeah.
Now, I have read Peppa Pig's Dark Genesis.
You have?
I have. And let me tell you, there are some moments that really made me stop and think.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like what?
There are some truly bizarre details in there.
Oh, I bet.
But how do we capture that feeling for the listener, you know?
Yeah.
That genuine shock of the unexpected.
Hmm. That's a good question. I think it's about remembering that this is a performance in a way.
Oh, okay.
Even though we've read the story, we have to allow ourselves to be surprised by it again.
So we're almost acting a little bit.
In a way, yes. We focus on the details as if we're discovering them along with the listener.
Okay, I see.
So we might react to, say, the specifics of how Peppa changes.
Hmm.
Or the reasons behind what the family does.
And what about disagreeing with each other?
Oh, that's a great point.
You know, like if you find something believable and I don't.
Exactly.
That kind of back and forth could really add to the energy.
I think so, too.
Okay, so let's shake things up a bit right now.
All right.
One piece of advice was to switch up who leads the conversation.
Oh, okay.
Instead of me always setting things, why don't you tell me, what was the first detail in the Peppa Pig story that really made you go, whoa, hold on a second?
Hmm. You know, I think it was that phrase, for unknown reasons. When they're talking about why the Porkbergs started messing with pig and human DNA.
For unknown reasons.
It's like, come on.
Yeah.
Give us something.
That's just begging for speculation, isn't it?
Totally.
So what's your immediate outlandish theory?
Aliens.
Aliens.
Bad to be aliens.
Aliens got involved with the Porkberg family.
Why not?
I mean, I guess anything's possible.
Or maybe it was some kind of, I don't know, weird science fair project gone wrong.
Oh. A science fair. I could see that.
Right.
See, my mind went somewhere a little darker.
Oh.
I was thinking maybe they were obsessed with control. You know, like playing God on their little farm.
Hmm. That's a good one.
Or maybe they actually thought they were making humanity better.
Yeah, but in a totally messed up way.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
It's the unknown reasons that makes it so unsettling. It lets your mind wander to some pretty dark places.
It does.
Okay, so we talked about switching things up.
Yeah.
Let's try that again. How about when we get to the part about the worker reporting, the Porkberg family?
Okay.
What's a completely unexpected take you could have on that?
Hmm. Well, what if the worker wasn't actually bothered by the whole pig-human thing?
Why?
What if they were just annoyed by the noise?
The noise.
Yeah, like the experiments were keeping them up at night.
Oh,
and
right.
They reported the Porkbergs because they were worried about the farm's productivity going down.
So, like, a purely practical reason.
Exactly.
Wow, that's darkly funny.
It is, isn't it? Taking something horrific and making it almost mundane.
Yeah, it's like a total subversion of expectations.
Right.
Okay, which brings us to making this a performance, you know, bringing this story to life for the listener. And our sources talked a lot about using vivid descriptions and creating suspense with pauses.
Yeah, painting a picture with words.
So when we talk about Peppa's, you know, glassy and pig-like eyes, or her skin mottled with strange patches.
Okay, now that's just creepy.
How do we use those pauses to really let those images sink in for the listener?
I think it's about giving the listener's imagination space to work. So we might describe something disturbing and then just stop.
Silence.
Yes.
Let it hang there for a moment.
Right.
And then maybe add another detail and then pause. Like we're slowly revealing a horrifying picture piece by piece.
It's like those moments in a horror movie when everything goes quiet right before the jump scare.
Ooh, yeah.
Except here, the jump scare is the realization of what's really going on with Peppa.
Okay, I like that. And what about switching perspectives? Like, just for fun, I could argue that the Porkbergs were these misunderstood visionaries.
You're going to defend the Porkberg family?
Maybe, just to see where it goes.
Okay.
And you could be the voice of reason, totally horrified by their actions.
All right, let's give it a shot.
Okay, so imagine I'm saying something like, the Porkbergs, they were ahead of their time. They were trying to cure diseases, enhance humanity.
Oh, come on.
They just had a slightly unorthodox approach.
Unorthodox? They were playing Frankenstein with pigs.
A few minor pig-related side effects are a small price to pay for progress.
Progress? You're calling that progress? They turned a sentient creature into a monstrosity.
Hey, omelets and breakthroughs, right?
No, absolutely not. This isn't about pushing scientific boundaries. It's about a complete lack of ethics, a disregard for basic human decency. It's a violation of nature.
Okay, okay. I think I've had enough Porkberg apologia for one day.
I think we all have.
All right, let's move on. We talked about breaking the formula, you know, starting with a bang.
Uh-huh.
And Peppa Pig's dark genesis. It's definitely not lacking in shocking details.
No, it's not.
What's something we could hit the listener with right at the beginning? Something that would just make them stop and go, wait, what did I just hear?
Hmm. How about this? In the sleepy Texan countryside of 1952, the Blackwood farm held a secret so disturbing that it would forever change how we look at, well, let's just say, breakfast.
Ooh, that's good.
And then we go straight to the scene with the police. You know, what they found when they came back to the farm.
Yeah, the details of what Peppa had become.
Exactly. Hit them with the unexpected right away.
Okay, I like it. Straight into the weirdness.
Absolutely.
Now, we also talked about those hot take segments.
Those are fun.
Like quick bursts of opinion.
Uh-huh.
So when we get to that part where the Porkbergs are claiming they were all about power and control, what's your gut reaction to that?
Total BS. They were delusional.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I think it was all about covering up their own insecurities. Yeah. It was a messed up way of trying to feel important.
Okay, so like a power trip gone wrong.
Exactly.
What about you? What's your take?
My hot take. I think they were just incredibly short-sighted. Like even if they managed to become some kind of pig-human hybrid and live forever, what then?
Yeah, what then?
Spend eternity explaining to everyone why you've got a snout.
It's not exactly a recipe for a happy life.
It's not. Okay, now let's put on our conspiracy theory hats.
All right.
Our sources wanted us to answer those hypothetical questions. You know, the ones that don't have a clear answer.
Okay.
So we talked about the unknown reasons behind the Porkbergs experiments. We came up with some theories.
We did.
But let's get even weirder. What if they weren't even trying to create pig-human hybrids on purpose?
Oh, okay.
What if it was like an accident, a total fluke?
Hmm. Like a lab experiment gone wrong.
Exactly.
Maybe they were trying to, I don't know, make some super fertilizer.
Yeah.
And they were using some, shall we say, unusual ingredients.
Right. And then bam, accidental genetic mutation.
The pigs start changing.
It's like a darkly comedic twist on a horror story.
It is.
Okay. My turn for a crazy theory.
All right. Hit me.
What if Peppa wasn't the only one.
What do you mean?
What if there are other, you know, experiments out there?
Other pig-human hybrids?
Yeah, hidden away on farms across America.
Like a whole secret society of them?
Maybe. Peppa Pig's dark genesis is just the tip of the iceberg.
That's a chilling thought.
It is, isn't it?
Okay, well, if we're doing outlandish theories, how about this? Remember how the police were totally shocked when they came back to the farm?
Mm-hmm.
What if they didn't just find Peppa? What if there was something even more disturbing waiting for them?
Ooh, okay, like what?
I'm thinking they found a whole civilization.
A civilization? Ah. Inside the barn?
A pig civilization.
A pig-human civilization.
What?
They'd formed their own little society with their own rules and customs, and they weren't too happy about the Porkbergs messing with them.
Wow, that's next level.
It is. Okay, my turn for a slightly less fantastical but still pretty disturbing theory.
Okay, lay it on me.
What if they found home movies?
Oh, movies?
Yeah, not just scientific recordings of the experiments, but like family videos showing the Porkbergs interacting with Peppa and maybe the other subjects.
Oh, no.
Videos that show just how twisted their relationship with these creatures had become.
Oh, that's creepy. Okay, that's way creepier than a pig civilization.
Maybe. But yeah. Both pretty unsettling. Absolutely. And speaking of unsettling, we need to form some actual conclusions about this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, not just point out the weirdness. Mm. We're supposed to make some sense of it all. The source material says the Porkbergs weren't mentally ill.
Mm.
Do you buy that?
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not so sure.
What they did was pretty extreme.
It was.
It makes you wonder if maybe that's just the story trying to make their actions seem less horrifying.
Yeah, like trying to explain away the unexplainable.
Exactly.
So you're not totally convinced by the not mentally ill thing.
I'm not. I think there had to be some kind of deep psychological disturbance going on.
Okay, so maybe not clinical insanity.
Right.
But something was definitely off.
Definitely.
Like a total lack of empathy.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even bordering on sociopathy.
That's a good way to put it.
And that's where we need to really dig in with our responses.
Yeah, okay.
No more just agreeing with each other. When you say lack of empathy, what does that actually mean in this story?
It means being able to justify doing horrible things. To convince yourself that the suffering you're causing doesn't matter. It's that classic, the ends justify the means mentality.
Right, but taken to a truly horrific extreme.
Exactly.
No simple for me on that one. It's a chilling thought.
It is.
And that brings us to something else our sources mentioned.
Right.
Eliminating filler words.
Mm-hmm.
You know, cutting out all the likes and ums and knows.
Right.
And instead, focusing on saying something meaningful.
Makes sense.
What about using pauses strategically?
Pauses?
Yeah, like we're talking about the really disturbing parts of the Peppa Pig story.
Oh, I get it.
How can those pauses add to the impact?
I think silence can be really powerful.
Yeah.
Like if we describe something particularly gruesome, a pause lets that image sink in.
For both us and the listener.
Right. It's a way of saying this is messed up without actually saying it.
It lets the silence speak for itself.
It does.
Okay, before we wrap things up, I wanted to touch on the whole Instagram context for this.
Mm-hmm.
You know how the Inspector Story account plays with these kind of unusual, often dark narratives.
Yeah, they find a way to make them funny, don't they?
They do.
Even when the subject matter is pretty grim.
It's like they're reminding us that it's okay to laugh, even when things get a little dark.
Right.
And maybe even drop a swear word or two if the situation calls for it.
Keeps things from getting too serious.
Exactly.
And I think that's a good reminder for us too, right?
Yeah, I think so. Even with a story as messed up as Peppa Pig's Dark Genesis.
Right.
There's room for humor. There's room for lightness. It's all about finding that balance.
Absolutely.
So let's bring this deep dive to a close. What are the big takeaways here?
Okay, big takeaways. We've seen how important tone is.
Uh-huh.
Using contrast to make things more impactful. We talked about reacting genuinely.
Yeah.
And not being afraid to disagree with each other.
Right, keep things lively.
Exactly. Throwing in some wild theories, you know, keeping the listener on their toes.
And those strategic pauses.
Yes, those are key.
It's all about pacing.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Knowing when to slow things down and when to speed them up.
It makes all the difference.
So we've got this family, the Porkbergs, obsessed with control, willing to go to these incredible lengths.
Yeah.
And it makes you wonder what other seemingly innocent stories might have these dark sides to them.
Oh, that's a good question.
Like maybe your favorite childhood story has a secret twisted origin.
You never know.
Food for thought.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's our deep dive for today. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, everyone.
We'll be back soon with another one.
Yeah.
And who knows what we'll uncover next.
Stay tuned.
But be warned, it might just keep you up at night.
Sweet dreams.
Until next time.
See you then.